from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, you had to pull him. It sucks, dude. Sports are heartbreaking. Sports are painful. But you had to pull Paul Skenes from the no-no. You had to do it. He was at 99 pitches, man. And 99 pitches in the eighth inning, I probably let him come back out. All right? If that's bottom eight and I'm at 99 pitches, I probably let him finish it out. Or at least try to. I go back out there, and the minute a foot touches a bag, then he's done. But man, you can't send a rookie. You can't send a rookie flamethrower out there. Throw in a .01, a .02 regularly, especially at the point where his fastball was starting to tail off a little bit. It was getting down to 99, and only 98, 99 miles an hour. Yeah, it's still a ridiculous number. But I cannot have, if I am the Pirates, who, by the way, are in a wild card hunt right now. They are very much alive for the last wild card spot. It's not likely, but they're alive, and you never know what's going to happen when the second half gets underway, when we all come back from the All-Star break. You don't know what's going to happen. It could be 3 or 4 teams. The Pirates aren't going to make any moves around the deadline. At least they're not going to sell at the deadline. I don't know how active they'll be buying, but they're not going to sell at the deadline because they have built a team that has a solid young core. They have built a team that is very good and very young that's not going anywhere. So I don't know if they'll buy, but they're not going to sell, which means they will be in the race still. When it comes down to it, they will be alive still when it comes down to it. And if they have any chance of getting into the wild card, they need Paul Skenes to do Paul Skenes things. And Paul Skenes did a Paul Skenes thing yesterday, 11 Ks through 7 innings pitched. But again, he threw 99 pitches to get there. And if he goes out there into the eighth, and let's say he gets to 112, 113, 114. Now he's at the point where you're risking the arm. For what? For what is, and don't get me wrong, you guys have heard me say this on the show many times, I love a no-no. I love a dominant pitcher because I love the game itself, not just the score. A baseball game with 50 home runs is exciting. A baseball game that's 1-0 with two pitchers that are dominating, to me, is also exciting. Because it's not just about the touchdowns. It's about the blocks being set up. It's not just about the big plays. It's about the tactical formations. It's not just about the dinger. It's also about pitchers who go out there and do special things with the baseball. And Paul Skeens is doing that right now. So while I very much would have loved to have seen Paul Skeens go out there and hook up with a no-no, for sure. While I would have loved it. You can't risk it. You can't risk Paul Skeens' arm there. Because it is essentially, while it is cool, while it is a feat, while it is something that I know every pitcher wishes they could go do, it's a beauty pageant thing and nothing else. You don't get bonus points for the no-hitter. You don't pick up an extra win for the no-hitter. You don't get auto home field in a no-hitter. You don't get anything. You get the ability for the pitcher to go, bang, got a no-no. That's it. It's a beauty pageant award. And I love a beauty pageant award. That's what makes sports fun, for sure. But realistically speaking, what would you rather have if you're Pittsburgh? The lowest chance for Paul Skeens to get hurt, the lowest chance that something bad happens to the Rook, the lowest chance of anything going wrong, which means Paul Skeens is available for you deeper into the season, a season which you are alive for the wild card position right now, or Paul Skeens with a no-no, but he goes 115, 117 pitches deep because, again, it was the bottom of the seventh inning, not the bottom of the eighth. He had six more outs already at 99 pitches. So you're looking at, let's say tentatively, let's say very conservatively, three pitches per batter to get everybody out. You're still looking at 18 more pitches minimum. Because Paul Skeens is not getting the K or is not getting outs by throwing, you know, 8, 9, 10 pitch at bats that resulted in a ground out. He's throwing 8, 9, 10, 11 pitch at bats trying to get guys K'd up, and the fastball was already dropping off. It was already going from 101, 102 down to 98, 97. So the things that makes Paul Skeens were starting to go away or fade a little bit. And what if you send that guy out there and he goes 124 pitches with an out to go and then he gives up a single because his fastball melted? Then what? Then where are you at? What did you get for it? You dogged your pitcher's arm. You dogged your pitcher's arm for nothing. Because we're not gonna get to the end of the year and go, congrats on Paul Skeens for all those almost no hitters you got. That's not how it works. You either get it or you don't. And I think it was a big risk. I get it. Everybody was up in arms last night. I was looking at Twitter. Everybody was infuriated that they pulled Paul Skeens off the no-no effort. If that's bottom eight, I'll send him out bottom nine to try to finish it up. If that's bottom eight and he needs three more outs, all right, I'll let him go try to get it. But with the pitch count max, right? My guy, you got 15 pitches to get this done. I don't know if you want to try to draw ground ball contact. I don't know if you want to throw every single pitch in the zone and just go for KKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKKK out. But you got 15 pitches, because what I'm not going to do is have my Rook, who is one of the reasons that we are alive in the wild card hunt, I'm not going to have my Rook go out there, throw until the arm falls off for a beauty pageant prize when we're alive for the playoff. All right. I don't know why I felt the need to just jump straight in on that. But I saw the internet lost its friggin' mind yesterday, dude. The internet lost its entire damn mind that the Pirates pulled Paul Skeens after 99 with a no-hit alive through seven. Hey, relax. I love a no-hitter, but it's a beauty pageant prize. and sending my guy out there for a beauty pageant prize, knowing that he needs six more outs, which again, conservatively, at the absolute most efficient he could be, you're looking at my guy going 117 pitches as a rookie with a flamethrower of an arm. If he was a finesse pitcher, right? If he's an off-speed pitcher, if he's a guy who's throwing 85 more than he's throwing 99, then I might do it. Then I might do it. If he's a contact hitter, if he's a ground ball hitter, if he's a finesse K hitter, a guy that's working off-speed and moving balls more than heaters, then maybe at that point I'll send it back out there and go, all right, man, like if you get out of the eighth with less than 109 pitches, I'll consider the ninth. Or if Paul Skenes has 99 pitches through eight innings, I'll send him back out. But he had two innings left to go already at a butterfly's breath from 100 pitches. I can't do that. You're too important. You're too important to what this club is trying to accomplish this year. All right, we're going to talk a bunch of baseball today because it's my show when I want to. Shut up. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great Lonzo, on vacation. Which texter that just asked, why no Fight Club this week? There actually was a Fight Club this week. We did Fight Club on Wednesday. Here's a fun thing. If you ever miss any of the show, like if you missed Fight Club, which we did at 9:20 on Wednesday morning, you can go to our website, thefanupstate.com. And at the top in the middle of the page, you will see a button that says podcast. You click on that button. You drop that button down. You select the Rob Brown Show. It'll take you to another page. And on that page is the podcasted version of the radio program. And you're welcome. May go back and listen to whatever it is that you missed every hour and the full show available on demand once the show goes off the air. So go to thefanupstate.com, go back to Wednesday's show, go back to 9:20 a.m., and you will hear Fight Club. But the reason we didn't do it yesterday, the reason we're not doing it today, is because the great one is out on vacation. Off, I'm assuming, right now, shirtless and soaking up the rays on some nondescript beach in the middle of nowhere. My man Brandon is up in the building today chatting with us. What's up, big dog?
Hey, you know what? It's Friday. We made it. We're here. Let's get it going. I get to be with you lovely people, and I get to be with Rob. It's going to be a great day.
Do like a Friday.
Do my Friday dance right here, y'all.
What a day we got lined up, man. We got to talk about. Brandon asked me when I came in this morning, did you go watch the ESPYs last night? I'm gonna keep it a buck. I didn't. I really didn't. I actually thought about it. I was considering it, and then the fiance came home, and I had one of those moments of like, yeah, I think I'm just gonna spend time with her. This may shock you. I'm a fan of my fiance, so I was like, you know what? There's no soccer on tonight. The Braves don't start until 9:48 p.m.
Oh, dark 30.
Yeah. Bleep you o'clock at night. So I was like, it's too late to watch a Braves game. I did watch the Braves game. I did watch the first game of this four-game set on the road against Arizona. I watched the first game entirely, the extra innings game. I watched through about the seventh of game two. And the last two nights, I was like, nah, I ain't got that dog in me like that. So no Euro on last night, no Copa on last night. I was like, yeah, you know what, dude, I'm going to bed. So we made our homemade, carb-free crust at-home pizza last night. We watched like the first hour of Lord of the Rings because she's never seen Lord of the Rings.
Wait, what? Never?
That is correct.
Rob, that's so sad. That is one of the best movie series ever.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I don't know what you're trying
to
do.
Did you get her hooked, though?
Nah, I don't think it's her thing. So let me tell you where it's at. She's super big on Game of Thrones. and House of the Dragon. We have been watching House of the Dragon. We did watch because I worked BetMGM tonight, Monday and Tuesday, and then I worked You Better You Bet yesterday, and so Wednesday was the only night off I had this week. And so we did watch, we finally caught up on House of the Dragon episode, what are we on, four now? Super big into House of the Dragon, super big into Game of Thrones. She is traipsing lightly into Star Wars territory. Like, she's watched the original trilogy now. She's got all the questions. We have got it on the schedule to get to the prequel trilogy, the Anakin trilogy. She's in for that. And then I'll say, I think I'm going to have her watch Rogue One. I don't think I'm going to have her watch the last three. They were just bad. They were just bad. So I'm kind of up in the air about that. But it's a spot where we're in a good enough spot right now. Like, I'm happy with what I got. I love Lord of the Rings, but I also acknowledge that, like, Lord of the Rings is the precipice of nerddom. It's like the peak of nerddom. It does not get nerdier.
I'm trying to get Cassie to watch that. Cassie's like, I'm not really big into this kind of stuff. I'm like, oh my God, it's one of the best series. And they're making another one with Gollum. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see it. And she's like, what is so exciting about watching this? I'm like, you have to understand that, you know, this is something we grew up as watching. We grew up reading. I mean, I remember watching the cartoon series on Cartoon Network of the Lord of the Rings. Do you remember that?
I do not. That may have been before my time.
Okay, look, you're not much younger than I am. You're only half a year younger than I am. Come on now. And I'm 40.
I think that when it comes to Lord of the Rings, of what, you know, I'm a fan. Diesel, you want to have a conversation about this, Diesel's your guy. Diesel's the dude, not just read every books, but like he's got a dog. His dog is named after Aragorn's horse. That's how deep he is, right? His dog is named after Aragorn's horse. He's your dude. Like, I love the movies a lot. I have started the books about 15 times, and they've gotten overwhelmed by just how much literature there is. So I have not finished the books, but I love the movie series. I think it's phenomenal. But I am also going to tell you, I've got her into Star Wars. I've got her into Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon. I think I'm going to be good with that because, man, when it comes down to it, Tolkien is like just, he's the peak of Mount Dork is what he is. And I say, I'm allowed to say it because I'm a dork, all right? I can say it. You can't because I'm a dork. But he's just, it's the peak of dorkdom. When you start diving into the lore of the elves, the dwarves, and men who most above all seek power, if you can't get into that, I understand it, right? If you can't get into Star Wars, I don't get it. Star Wars is for everybody. If you can't get into the comic book movies, I don't get it. There's a superhero for everybody. If you can't get into Lord of the Rings, it makes sense because there's centuries of stories out of that universe. And it's a lot. It's a lot. It's like peak dorkdom. And as a dork, I love it. But if I've got her on, I think it's one of those things where if I've got her on Game of Thrones, if I've got her on House of the Dragon, if I've got her on Star Wars, I think I'm going to be real happy with where I've got her. I think I'm going to be real. Like, there's enough material in those two universes, really, because I've got her in for Marvel as well. So there's enough in those three universes to quench my need to be a gigantic nerd around my own house and have a woman who doesn't go, you loser, get out.
Ain't nothing wrong with having her hooked at least three-fourths of the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen, she started Lord of the Rings with me last night. But, like, when we've watched Marvel movies, it'll end and she'll have questions, right? She'll be like, well, what about this? And what's this guy? And who's that? And why this? And what's that equipment and whatever? When we watched Star Wars for the first time, it got to the end and she's like, so who's Darth Vader? And I'm like, just hang in there. You'll find out, right? So what? What's Obi-Wan's connection with Luke? Hang in there. You'll find out, right? Like, she had all these questions. Started watching Marvel. Same thing. Got her in. And I started her. We did chronological order. I started her with Iron Man 1. Had her, not chronological, like movie release order. Started with Iron Man 1. We get to the end, and she's like, okay, so Tony, what's Tony? And what's the Avengers Initiative? And yada yada. And I'm like, hang in there. You're going to find out. We got through an hour and a half of Lord of the Rings last night, and she was like, okay, go to bed. They had no questions. Did not care. So I'm gonna take what I got. I'm gonna take what I got and be happy with it. All right. We have a lot to get to today. We've got to get to a lot of baseball on the show today as we get closer and closer to the Midsummer Classic. Three games left for the majority of teams, including the Braves on the road at the Padres. This series against Arizona, oh, I had such high hopes when it started. I was like, oh, they figured something out. The boys are cooking. Here we go. Thought we were in a good spot. And then we dropped the last two because we just forgot how to. We hit a baseball for two nights, and then we forget how to hit the baseball for two nights. Five hits last night. Bravos drop a 1-0 decision on the road at Arizona. So they split a four-game series 2-2 with a ball club that is a 500 ball club. I can't figure it out. How do you go beat the Yankees? How do you beat the Phillies in a series? How do you get up two games on Arizona and then just forget how to baseball? How do you forget how to do a baseball? So we'll talk about the Braves later on in the radio program. I want to talk a little college ball on the show today, college football specifically on the show today, because yesterday we were talking a little bit about some potential college realignment down the line and what it might look like. There is, and again, I'm going to acknowledge this is an off-season conversation. But there was a rumor that started floating up around yesterday. You know all those ACC schools that are looking at leaving? Florida State, Clemson, North Carolina, Miami are the ones that we know about, and then there might be others. What if the Big 12 ends up making a play? We've been sitting here going, oh, Clemson, oh, you know, over to the AC or to the SEC, Florida State to the Big 10. What if they go here? Would South Carolina block this team? Would, you know, Florida block that team? We've gone through all that, and I think it's fair to do so. What I'm very interested in is this report that started coming out yesterday that maybe the Big 12 is going to make a move. Maybe the Big 12 is going to look at picking up these schools. Maybe the Big 12 is going to start making a push for these cats. Why? Because the Big 12 needs to keep existing. And if they add Clemson, Miami, Florida State, North Carolina to the fold, how about this fun fact? If Clemson, Florida State join the Big 12, the Big 12 would have more national championship winners in this century than the Big 10 if Clemson and Florida State move over. Does that take them a step towards the Big Ten? Does that at least guarantee we will end up with the Power Three and not the Power Two plus the Big 12 serving as the EEC? I'd like to talk about that and a whole lot more as the Rob Brown Show rolls on. Let's run to our first break. When we come back here in just a minute, let's talk about last night's Braves game. Let's talk about this series against Arizona, and let's talk about the upcoming series against the San Diego Padres. That's coming up next. Rob Brandon and you, the Rob Brown Show. It's the Fan Ups.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So, the Braves. Let's talk about the Braves. Renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas Fan Phone is open. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFO. And a Braves fans, I need your thoughts right now. I need you in on this conversation because I prefer it not to be a monologue. Because while I do, and this is true, my Twitter bio says it is, while I do no ball, I'd kind of like to know what you guys are thinking right now. Here's where I'm at. I don't think I'm going to panic about whatever happens against San Diego. San Diego is a good team. San Diego is a team that is hanging out second in a very good NL West. And the only reason that they're not in first place is because the Dodgers exist. Dodgers getting swept by the Phillies, by the way. Huh? Are the Phillies that bleeping good?
How's that $1.7 billion offseason going for you now, LA?
Dude, here's the thing. I can't be mad at LA. Mookie's banged up. Their pitching staff, Glasnow's hurt again. Shohei's not pitching. Like, it's wild to me that the Dodgers are an NL World Series favorite, and justifiably so. And they are going to be better next year when Shohei's able to get back out on the bump, when they're able to cover up some of the other guys that have been getting dinged up because they're going to have even more depth. Keeping Ryan right now, just the injured LA Dodgers right now, just the guys that aren't playing right now, would be like the 10th best team in Major League Baseball. All right, it's wild. And then on top of that, I'm at the point now where, I've been saying this going into the last couple of postseasons. James, I love you, bro. You're my guy. I hate the damn Phillies. I hate the Phillies so much. All right? It's not true. That is true. I hate the Phillies. I just hate all things Philadelphia sports. All right? It's the worst. It's the worst group of sports fans in America. Philly, here's the thing. You want to know how I know that? Because I've said that a million times, and every time I talk to somebody from Philly, they're like, thank you. It's not a compliment. They don't care. It is to them. Hate the Phillies. But I've been telling Braves fans for the last couple of years, I felt like this team is very close to doing something special. Look at that lineup, man. Bryce Harper is a guy that if Bryce Harper played anywhere else, Bryce Harper would be my favorite Major League Baseball player, right? I love this guy. He's funny. He's fun. He clearly enjoys playing ball. And oh, by the way, he can play some damn ball. Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's a master. How do you not love Kyle Schwarber? The guy's just fun. Brandon Marsh. If a guy like Brandon Marsh walks into my bar, I'm going to be like, sup, dude? And I know I'm about to have a righteous time, bro. Love Brandon Marsh. I love Trey Turner. Trey Turner's a stud. JT Realmuto. Hey, I know he's out hurt right now, but like, Realmuto's that guy, like on a team full of characters, he's the one guy that's just like silent assassin. You know, I could, if you played a clip from JT Realmuto right now, I don't know that I could tell you that's who it was. I love this team. If they were another team and they weren't from Philly, I'd love this team. I'd be like, this is my favorite team in baseball right now. And I have been telling Braves fans for like 2 years now, y'all got to be careful because this Phillies team is friggin' building something right now. Like they are, the Braves the last couple of years that they've gone on these runs to the NL East crown have done it because they've put together a very good young core, and then they've gone out when it was deadline time and they found the right guy that was out on the market to fill in the blanks. Philly, for all the talk about Baltimore and Kansas City and who else? These homegrown teams. Philly, too, and nobody talks about them.
Remember, Atlanta used to be the homegrown team. They used to have one of the best farm systems in all of baseball.
Oh, they still do. Let's be very clear. They still do, right? Ronald Acuna Jr., the entire pitching staff. Like, this is a homegrown organization. But, and I'll tell you right now, I think that despite the fact, I say homegrown organization. You have guys like Matt Olson and Sean Murphy who came over from Oakland. But, same with like every team. Like, is your core home built? Pittsburgh, Paul Skenes and company, homegrown organization. There's been a philosophy shift in baseball where a lot of teams are kind of moving over to that. They're moving over to, let's build a good young core in our farm system. Let's have like six or seven of our lineup spots filled up with guys that we draft, we groom in the minors, we set them up, and then every year we'll make our big one or two all-star caliber player splash. Atlanta's in the same boat for sure. But man, like Philly grew these boys. And I've said the last couple of years. In fact, going into both of the last two off seasons, I have said, don't be shocked if Philly beats the Braves. Listen to the lineup they've put together. Kyle Schwarber as a DH is leading off. Stud. Trey Turner, stud. Bryce Harper, stud. Alec Boehm has rounded into an excellent player batting cleanup. Bryson Stott, pretty good player. Nick Castellanos, anytime there's a national tragedy, Castellanos hits three home runs, all right? For Atlanta's sake, when the playoffs roll around, if they catch Philly again, you better hope that we're just having a lovely time in America. Or else Castellanos is going to murder you. But Castellanos, great outfielder, good player. Brandon Marsh is batting seventh, as well as Brandon Marsh is playing. He's batting seventh right now. He rounded out yesterday's lineup, rounded out with Johan Rojas and Garrett Stoops. It's a good lineup. Oh, and by the way, they were doing that because they gave Whit Merrifield the day off. That guy's a player. Streaky, but a player. They just swept the LA Dodgers. I want you to know, I am now leaning on Philly as a freaking good baseball team. It is no longer they're hot streaking. It is no longer they had a weak first. I've heard that a lot. They had a weak first half. I've heard it a lot. I've been saying it. Don't worry about Philly weak first half schedule. They're good now. They're very good now. They swept the Dodgers. First team in the league to get to 60 wins. Sorry, 61 wins now. 9.5 up on Atlanta. They are what? They're 6 up on the Dodgers at this point. Nobody else even close. Over in the American League, the best teams, two teams, Cleveland and the Orioles with 57 wins. This team's good now. This team is good now. Not kind of good. The Phillies are the dominant force in Major League Baseball. So when I look at Atlanta, I'm trying to say, you know, whatever happens with this 3-game set against the Padres, ultimately it doesn't matter. Because the Braves cannot win the NL East. If Ronnie was healthy and Spencer Strider was healthy, maybe. Like maybe. But Ronnie wasn't having a repeat my MVP season this year, right? Like he was playing good ball, but he wasn't a threat to win the NL MVP back to back years this year. Spencer Strider is the only one that was like hitting his stride when he went down. if those two guys are back in the lineup and Ronnie finds a return to form, like maybe you can be in the mix with Philly. This team's stupid good, dude. This team is stupid good, officially. So, Atlanta fans, don't panic because there's no point. You're not catching Philly. You're not. It doesn't matter how easy your second half schedule is or how tough Philly's is. You're not running down Philadelphia.
I have to interject on this one. I really believe you're wrong. I think the Braves will and can catch because remember, I believe it was 19. Everybody said it was the Mets division. Mets this, Mets that. And the Mets spent the most money to have the biggest collapse.
If you don't see the difference between this Philly lineup and the Mets, I don't know what to tell you. Mets are the Mets.
I think the Braves actually have a chance. I believe they're going to be able to perform above our current expectations after the All-Star break. You'd be surprised. And remember, the Phillies, they've always been a half team. It's normally been either the first half of the season or the second half. They've never been a 162-game team. They've always struggled in one form or the other. So, you know, the second half still has to come. Philly could go on this awful something. Remember, look at the – and here's an example. Look at the Yankees. They were the hottest team. They were the best team in baseball, and now they're one of the worst because they can't seem to win. I believe they're 6-20 in the last 26 games.
Yeah, I'm not worried about New York. I think they need a reset at the break. Some teams need a reset. The Mets are the Mets. That's why they're the LOL Mets, because they LOL Mets every season. I don't care about the money that your lineup represents. I care about the numbers around it. The Mets lineup, when they spent more money than anybody ever had in baseball, the Mets lineup was okay. Like, it was good. It was good on paper. It was good on paper. In terms of performance, it was okay. The Phillies just had a two-week run without Schwarber and Harper. And they were fine. Get those two guys. And when those two guys came back, I was like, oh, you know, I'll take a minute to get the lineup settled. Take a minute to get this lineup back to normal. Take a minute to... No, they just came out and kicked the Dodgers' ass in three straight. Not beat them. Kicked their asses in three straight games. Listen, I hope you're right. I hope there's a fall off. I hope Philly stinks. I hope they lose every game in the second half. I hope they crumble under the pressure. And I get to come back to this show in late August, early September, and go, Brandon, you know ball. But what right now, other than hopes and dreams and wishes as a Braves fan, what are you leaning on to say that? You're leaning on a narrative, not anything you're seeing on the diamond. And I can't do that. I can't go down that path with you yet. So we'll see how it plays out. Let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, got a few more things I want to get into. We got some college football coming up. There is a rumor going around that something's going down. Could Clemson, Florida State, could North Carolina, could they all end up in the Big 12? Is there a possibility that these teams all end up together in the Big 12? We're going to talk about that later in the show. Got your water cooler cheat sheet coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. Phone lines open, 844-326-3663. That's the renewal by Intercenter, the Carolinas fan phone. Text line 71307-71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Texas said Philly didn't grow any of those dudes. Those players all came from elsewhere except Boehm, not homegrown. Yeah, I realize after that text that the way that I phrased it, and that's on me, the way that I phrased it, I was not trying to include Philly in that conversation with Atlanta, Baltimore, Kansas City, Pittsburgh. Those teams.
I think you're talking about the young movement, as they call
it. Yeah. I was not trying to include Philly in those teams. So if I let me rephrase that. I did make it sound that way, and that's on me. That's on me. I should have phraseologied that a little bit better. No. Schwarber, Turner, Bryce Harper. All these guys came from other places. Now, some of them had only been at other places for a year. I think Trey Turner was with the Nats for a while. I think Harper was as well. But Brandon Marsh, I think, was elsewhere for, what, two seasons before he came over? So still got him young and developed him. But yes, Texter, I appreciate you checking me and keeping me honest on that one. I was not trying to include Philly in that mix, and I realized that I made it sound as if I was, and that's on me. But you are correct. Philly did not homegrown this lineup. They built this lineup, but I would also argue that they built this lineup out of a group of guys, with a couple of exceptions, that were elsewhere for like two, three seasons. Then they came to Philly and kind of found their form. Either way, Philly's put together a freaking good baseball team, dude. It's just a freaking good baseball team right now. So kind of is what it is. All right. Let's get to a couple of other stories that we've got to hit on so far this morning. I wasn't going to talk about this. I know we kind of hit it yesterday. In fact, yesterday I was on You Better You Bet with Jeremy Kahn on the BetQL Network. And one of our guests was Barrett Sully, who we are, by the way, going to have on the show next week. I've spoken with Barrett. And once we kind of start, before we get to SEC Media Days, we're going to get Barrett Sully on the show to talk a little bit about just college football in general. But Jeremy Kahn, my co-host, asked him about the comments of Mike Gundy. So background of this story is that Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon was arrested on suspicion of DUI a couple of days ago. And Ollie Gordon showed up at Big 12 Media Days, and it was announced that by the Cowboys, Ollie Gordon would not be serving any sort of suspension, that his punishment was going to be handled in-house. And there was a lot of blowback from that. A lot of blowback from that. Oklahoma State opens the season against San Diego State. Then they have Arkansas in week two. A lot of blowback from that. And Mike Gundy, as most coaches would, I think, came to the defense of Ollie Gordon and the fact that the Cowboys have decided that they are not going to suspend him for a DUI driving incident. Mike Gundy made comments where he said, you know, it was dumb, but we all do it. And then he said that I've probably done it 1,000 times. Now, you know, I try to play the role of the realist. I try to play the role of somebody who does not deal in idealisms. I deal with the fact that, you know, the world's a tough place. Life's tough. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some forgiveness. Recognize that mistakes are mistakes. And for those of you that listen to the show, you know that more often than not, I end the show with, don't drink and drive, I'll punch you in the face. All right? Because drinking and driving has had a dramatic impact on my family. It is something I'm very against. I will also say that, yeah, I know a lot of people, and I am probably guilty at the age of Ollie Gordon, probably doing the thing that everybody's upset about. Probably as a you know, 21, 22-year-old kid, I probably did get behind the wheel of a car a drink or two past the point that I should have. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But at the same time, I don't think just because it's a mistake that a lot of people make, I don't necessarily think that it should be something that we just go, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? It is something that you should absolutely be disciplined for, even if it is a mistake that a lot of people make, even if it is a mistake or decision that a lot of people make, that, you know, maybe Mike's right. Maybe everybody who is imbibed has made this decision at least once. Just because that happened, and just because you were fortunate to avoid killing somebody, just because you were fortunate to avoid any mistakes, just because you were fortunate to avoid whatever, does not mean that it's not something that should have consequences if somebody gets caught doing it, right? So for this guy to say, quote, but I thought really two or three beers or four, I'm not justifying what all he did. I'm telling you a decision I made. I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, which is fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. Yeah. Mike. No, man. No. Remember, you're a man. You're 40. I mean 53. At this point, is he 53 or 50? He's 53 now, right?
56, I believe.
Mike Gundy, age 56. You're right. Good call. You were a man. You were 40 16 years ago.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
If you are still making that decision, and I will say, I'm going to put college athletes, especially at a school like in Oklahoma State, I'm going to put them in the same boat as professional athletes. There is zero reason for you to drink and drive. Zero. Okay? Zero. Ubers are everywhere. And while I acknowledge that Uber's kind of gotten a little expensive, right? It's gotten a little expensive. When Uber began, Uber was incredible. I used to be able to Uber from the local watering hole that was about 7 miles from my house. I used to be able to Uber home from that place for like $6. Now that's like a $26 ride. I get it. But if you're a professional athlete or you're a kid at a D1 school, I make this bet. I bet if Ollie Gordon would have called Mike Gundy and gone, Coach, I'm about 6 Yinglings deep and I need a ride, I'd be willing to bet in order to make sure that Mike Gundy doesn't lose his starting running back, I'd be willing to bet Mike Gundy himself would have hopped in his Range Rover or whatever, would have driven across Stillwater or wherever, and would have picked Ollie up. Hell, even if Ollie was back home in whatever town he comes from and called Mike and be like, Mike, I knocked back a couple too many Coronas, my man. I need a ride. I bet Mike would have worked that out. I bet Mike would have got on the horn and been like, you sit right there in that bar stool, don't move, somebody's on the way, and gotten somebody. I respect a player. I respect a coach coming to the defense of a player. I get why you're doing it, but this was not the right way to handle it. It's really not. Just because everybody's done it, I sound like my freaking dad. Just because everybody's done it, just because you've made that mistake, and just because my man didn't hurt anybody when he was driving drunk directly, doesn't mean we just go, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? Everybody, no. It's still a decision that must come with consequences. It's still a decision that must be questioned, must be called out. There still should be some punishment. Not a coach coming to the fence going, I've probably done it 1,000 times. Listen, I'm not saying if you head to the bar after work and you knock down a beer, that makes you suddenly unsafe to get behind the wheel of a car. All right? Drink a water, wait 30 minutes, and then go home. Fine, whatever. What I am saying is that, first off, I'm willing to bet that my man Ollie didn't go knock down a Corona or two and then get behind the wheel. Right? Not a lot of college kids that are well-known D1 football players going to the bar to have a beer. Mike, you can't do this, man. You can't do this. Gundy later tried to clarify that when he spoke about doing that 1,000 times in my life, what he meant to say was, we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific. Come on, dog. Come on. Ollie screwed up, you screwed up, own it, and let's move on. But because what you're doing now is you have just sent a message to every other college football player that comes in contact with you that, this ain't that bad. This ain't that big of a deal. It kind of is. It kind of is. It's kind of a big deal. And when you set a precedent at your university that drinking and driving isn't a big deal, even if it is something that you've done 1,000 times, you have set that school, you have set your program, you have set you up for absolute disaster at this spot. Can't do it. For a guy that I have liked, because as I've said with Deion, and we're going to talk about him later on in the day, as I've said with Deion Sanders, as I've said with Dabo Swinney, as I've said with Shane Beamer, I like a coach who brings a little character, a little personality to college sports. College sports is better when we've got these larger-than-life figures that are kind of at the top of it that we can all go, lulz. That guy's fun. That guy's funny. But this is not the right way to go about it, Mike. This is not the way to effectively, whether you intended to or not, say drinking and driving isn't a big deal. Am I saying everybody's done it? No. Am I saying that a lot more people than will admit it in public have done it? Absolutely. I'm no idiot. Mama didn't raise no fool. What I am saying is, just because that's the case doesn't mean we should be okay with it. Doesn't mean we should not talk bad about it. Doesn't mean we should not discipline kids for it. Not go out there and go, well, I've done that 1,000 times. Well, then you're a dumbass too, Mike. You're a dumbass too. You're a man. You're 56. Your job is to set a better example than that. And you know I don't like to get into the idealism of like, you got to raise productive members of society. I don't care about that. No, you don't. Your job as a football coach is to win football games. Let's call a spade. Your job is to win football games. But man, like this is just basic. This is just basic decency. This is just basic handling of life. And this is basic handling of sports flash.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Texas said Philly didn't grow any of those dudes. Those players all came from elsewhere except Boehm, not homegrown. Yeah, I realize after that text that the way that I phrased it, and that's on me, the way that I phrased it, I was not trying to include Philly in that conversation with Atlanta, Baltimore, Kansas City, Pittsburgh. Those teams.
I think you're talking about the young movement, as they call
it. Yeah. I was not trying to include Philly in those teams. So if I let me phrase that. Not if I did make it sound that way, and that's on me. That's on me. I should have phraseologied that a little bit better. No. Schwarber, Turner, Bryce Harper. All these guys came from other places. Now, some of them had only been at other places for a year. I think Trey Turner was with the Nats for a while. I think Harper was as well. But Brandon Marsh, I think, was elsewhere for, what, two seasons before he came over? So still got him young and developed him. But yes, Texter, I appreciate you checking me and keeping me honest on that one. I was not trying to include Philly in that mix, and I realized that I made it sound as if I was, and that's on me. But you are correct. Philly did not homegrown this lineup. They built this lineup, but I would also argue that they built this lineup out of a group of guys with a couple of exceptions that were elsewhere for like two, three seasons. Then they came to Philly and kind of found their form. Either way, Philly's put together a freaking good baseball team, dude. It's just a freaking good baseball team right now. So kind of is what it is. All right. Let's get to a couple of other stories that we've got to hit on so far this morning. I wasn't going to talk about this. I know we kind of hit it yesterday. In fact, yesterday I was on You Better You Bet with Jeremy Kahn on the BetQL Network. And one of our guests was Barrett Sully, who we are, by the way, going to have on the show next week. I've spoken with Barrett. And once we kind of start, before we get to SEC Media Days, we're going to get Barrett Sully on the show to talk a little bit about just college football in general. But Jeremy Kahn, my co-host, asked him about the comments of Mike Gundy. So background of this story is that Oklahoma State running back Ollie Gordon was arrested on suspicion of DUI a couple of days ago. And Ollie Gordon showed up at Big 12 Media Days, and it was announced that by the Cowboys, Ollie Gordon would not be serving any sort of suspension, that his punishment was going to be handled in-house. And there was a lot of blowback from that. A lot of blowback from that. Oklahoma State opens the season against San Diego State. Then they have Arkansas in week two. A lot of blowback from that. And Mike Gundy, as most coaches would, I think, came to the defense of Ollie Gordon and the fact that the Cowboys have decided that they are not going to suspend him for a DUI driving incident. Mike Gundy made comments where he said, you know, it was dumb, but we all do it. And then he said that I've probably done it 1,000 times. Now, you know, I try to play the role of the realist. I try to play the role of somebody who does not deal in idealisms. I deal with the fact that, you know, the world's a tough place. Life's tough. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some forgiveness. Recognize that mistakes are mistakes. And for those of you that listen to the show, you know that more often than not, I end the show with, don't drink and drive, I'll punch you in the face. All right? Because drinking and driving has had a dramatic impact on my family. It is something I'm very against. I will also say that, yeah, I know a lot of people, and I am probably guilty at the age of Ollie Gordon, probably doing the thing that everybody's upset about. Probably as a you know, 21, 22-year-old kid, I probably did get behind the wheel of a car a drink or two past the point that I should have. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. But at the same time, I don't think just because it's a mistake that a lot of people make, I don't necessarily think that it should be something that we just go, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do? It is something that you should absolutely be disciplined for, even if it is a mistake that a lot of people make, even if it is a mistake or decision that a lot of people make, that, you know, maybe Mike's right. Maybe everybody who is imbibed has made this decision at least once. Just because that happened, and just because you were fortunate to avoid killing somebody, just because you were fortunate to avoid any mistakes, just because you were fortunate to avoid whatever, does not mean that it's not something that should have consequences if somebody gets caught doing it, right? So for this guy to say, quote, but I thought really two or three beers or four, I'm not justifying what all he did. I'm telling you a decision I made. I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life, which is fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. Yeah. Mike. No, man. No. Remember, you're a man. You're 40. I mean 53. At this point, is he 53 or 50? He's 53 now, right?
56, I believe.
Mike Gundy, age 56. You're right. Good call. You were a man. You were 40 16 years ago.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
If you are still making that decision, and I will say, I'm going to put college athletes, especially at a school like at Oklahoma State, I'm going to put them in the same boat as professional athletes. There is zero reason for you to drink and drive. Zero. Okay? Zero. Ubers are everywhere. And while I acknowledge that Uber's kind of gotten a little expensive, right? It's gotten a little expensive. When Uber began, Uber was incredible. I used to be able to Uber from the local watering hole that was about 7 miles from my house. I used to be able to Uber home from that place for like $6. Now that's like a $26 ride. I get it. But if you're a professional athlete or you're a kid at a D1 school, I make this bet. I bet if Ollie Gordon would have called Mike Gundy and gone, Coach, I'm about 6 Yinglings deep and I need a ride, I'd be willing to bet in order to make sure that Mike Gundy doesn't lose his starting running back, I'd be willing to bet Mike Gundy himself would have hopped in his Range Rover or whatever, would have driven across Stillwater or wherever, and would have picked Ollie up. Hell, even if Ollie was back home in whatever town he comes from and called Mike and be like, Mike, I knocked back a couple too many Coronas, my man. I need a ride. I bet Mike would have worked that out. I bet Mike would have got on the horn and been like, you sit right there in that bar stool, don't move, somebody's on the way, and gotten somebody. I respect a player. I respect a coach coming to the defense of a player. I get why you're doing it, but this was not the right way to handle it. It's really not. Just because everybody's done it, I sound like my freaking dad. Just because everybody's done it, just because you've made that mistake, and just because my man didn't hurt anybody when he was driving drunk directly, doesn't mean we just go, yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? Everybody, no. It's still a decision that must come with consequences. It's still a decision that must be questioned, must be called out. There still should be some punishment. Not a coach coming to the fence going, I've probably done it 1,000 times. Listen, I'm not saying if you head to the bar after work and you knock down a beer, that makes you suddenly unsafe to get behind the wheel of a car, all right? Drink a water, wait 30 minutes, and then go home. Fine, whatever. What I am saying is that, first off, I'm willing to bet that my man Ollie didn't go knock down a Corona or two and then get behind the wheel, right? Not a lot of college kids that are well-known D1 football players going to the bar to have a beer. Mike, you can't do this, man. You can't do this. Gundy later tried to clarify that when he spoke about doing that 1,000 times in my life, what he meant to say was, we are all guilty of making bad decisions. It was not a reference to something specific. Come on, dog. Come on. Ollie screwed up, you screwed up, own it, and let's move on. But because what you're doing now is you have just sent a message to every other college football player that comes in contact with you that, hey, this ain't that bad. This ain't that big of a deal. It kind of is. It kind of is. It's kind of a big deal. And when you set a precedent at your university that drinking and driving isn't a big deal, even if it is something that you've done 1,000 times, you have set that school, you have set your program, you have set you up for absolute disaster at this spot. Can't do it. For a guy that I have liked, because as I've said with Deion, and we're going to talk about him later on in the day, as I've said with Deion Sanders, as I've said with Dabo Swinney, as I've said with Shane Beamer, I like a coach who brings a little character, a little personality to college sports. College sports is better when we've got these larger-than-life figures that are kind of at the top of it that we can all go, lulz, that guy's fun, that guy's funny. But this is not the right way to go about it, Mike. This is not the way to effectively, whether you intended to or not, say drinking and driving isn't a big deal. Am I saying everybody's done it? No. Am I saying that a lot more people than will admit it in public have done it? Absolutely. I'm no idiot. Mama didn't raise no fool. What I am saying is, just because that's the case doesn't mean we should be okay with it. Doesn't mean we should not talk bad about it. Doesn't mean we should not discipline kids for it. Not go out there and go, well, I've done that 1,000 times. Well, then you're a dumbass too, Mike. You're a dumbass too. You're a man. You're 56. Your job is to set a better example than that. And you know I don't like to get into the idealism of like, you got to raise productive members of society. I don't care about that. No, you don't. Your job as a football coach is to win football games. Let's call a spade a spade. Your job is to win football games. But man, like this is just basic. This is just basic decency. This is just basic handling of life. And this is basic handling of sports flash.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.